Okay, Marie, we're going to talk about Wicca now, but I want you to listen to something that happened to us several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We got a call from a fellow by the name of Dimitri. He claims that he channels the devil. He wanted to do an interview. I set myself up to do the interview with him. Actually, I kind of thought it would be fascinating radio. And I started getting a lot of, you know, I listen to people when they write me. I really do. And most of them said, stay away from the guy. Don't
what,
do it.
Really?
Well, I had already made the offer to the guy to come in and do it. And so producer Tom set him up and did his thing. So I'm going to let everybody listen to him again.
Ooh, okay.
He, you know what? He could be whacked out as far as I'm concerned. But I want to get your reaction to it when we come back. And
okay.
Then we'll talk about Wicca. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Mr. Kozakoff, go ahead and sit down. Get close to the mic. We're just going to kind of leave you here and you do what you need to do, okay?
My name is Dmitry Kozakoff. I was born in 1939 in Moscow. My mother was a practicing witch in the small community that I grew up in. It was during this period that I experienced the supernatural with the one you call Lucifer. At the age of 10, I began experiencing strange things. I would black out and apparently be taken over by this evil entity. I have approached you to talk with him as he has an important message to convey to the world. The fact that you have refused to allow him into your world has infuriated him to no end. The rage is unbearable.
You cannot hide from me, and I can reach you whenever I so choose. The message I have for you is clear. We are winning. Look around you. Wars, crime, evil, famine. Are these things of good? No, we are winning. When we were cast down ages ago because of you, we decided to capture your souls. Little did we know how easy it would be. Yes, there are some of you who are righteous, but not many. Not enough to stop us. I shall prove a point to you. Before what you call Good Friday, I shall demonstrate our strength with an event. Our conviction to lead you down the path of darkness will occur. Witness the event, then bow down to me for mercy, and join me then until the end of time.
So I think, Marie, that there could be a little strangeness with Dimitri, and there was some altering of voice there at the end, obviously.
I was going to say, it sounded like Santa Claus on crack or something. Just, you know, the ho, 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 ho.
So, but when he said his mother was a practicing witch, I wanted you to hear that. Because, you know, we're going to talk about Wicca. But, I mean, what do you think of it? I mean, do you don't even believe in the devil then, do you?
I don't believe in the devil as a guy, you know. I think we all have the devil in us. I mean, we all have the capability of great violence and evil. And I think that, you know, when a bunch of bad people get together, that capability increases. And then you have things like wars and terrorism and whatnot. What really bothers me about witchcraft is that, you know, everybody who doesn't do any research automatically buys into the Christianized version of what witchcraft is. Real witches do not believe in a Christian entity, and that is what Satan is. It is a Christian mythological figure. It's not a part of the spiritual system that Wiccans and pagans and witches buy into. It's a distortion of one of the gods, the god Pan, the nature god Pan, who, you know, was a horned god, and of course that became distorted into this image of the devil with the horns. But, you know, witches don't believe in the devil. Now, there may be witches who do, you know, the dark arts, but just as there are people who practice voodoo that often do it for negative reasons.
But there are devil worshippers like this guy. There are those who practice the black mass.
Oh, absolutely. But I think, you know, I think what they're doing is really kind of raising up a negative power that exists within them.
I was going to say, they raise negative energy.
Right, exactly. Just as, you know, other people raise positive energy. And again, that's where my belief that, you know, whatever this creative force is, it's entirely neutral. It can let you raise whatever the heck you want. The problem is you have to take responsibility for what you raise. And real Wiccans believe that everything that, you know, we put out there comes back to us threefold. And, you know, you don't want to go putting bad stuff out there if it's going to come knocking at your door three times bigger than what you put out. So, I don't believe this guy. I actually believe that he thinks he is who he says he is.
Yeah, that may be true.
Yeah, in his mind.
We had a picture of him on the coasttocoastam.com website the day we ran this months ago. And I got to tell you, he is one creepy-looking human being.
Yeah, I mean, either he's, you know, I don't know if there's something from his childhood that caused him to decide to take on this sort of, you know, alternate personality.
Yeah.
Or if he just wants to be an actor or what. He just needs attention. But I found myself laughing while I was listening to him.
Or crying.
Yeah. And yet at the same time, you know, I'm not going to say that it's entirely impossible that he could be channeling some negative divinity or
yeah, I think there's no doubt he could be a psychic vampire.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's bringing that negative energy up from somewhere.
He's supposed to debate. We get a call every once in a while from a fellow by the name of JC, who rants all over the place. And we're trying to set up a debate between him and Dimitri. JC will do it. Dimitri is afraid because apparently he heard JC on the program a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's afraid to duel him, to tell you the truth. I think he thinks he's going to get his clock cleaned and he doesn't want to go after him.
I'm assuming the JC is Jesus Christ. Is that what
yeah,
he's
saying? Yeah, I think that's why. JC,
you know, there
Webster.
You go. There's Armageddon right there, live in your studio.
only this program would do something like that.
That would be real interesting to hear.
But anyway, the most important thing, and so many people, you know, I get thank you emails and letters from Wiccans. I supported, for example, this case where the military is playing, will not allow the Wiccan symbol
on
a gravestone.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, come on.
People think Wicca is evil, and that is so wrong.
Do a little research, people. You know, people just buy into everything and anything that's shoved down their throats. And, of course, you know, the media perpetuates all that stuff, too. And there's always movies about, you know, girls that become witches so they could get revenge on, you know, the girls that picked on them in high school and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But if you just take 10 minutes to do a little bit of research, you'll find out the truth. And it has nothing to do with the Christian deities. Nothing.
No, and they believe in a male-female god type, right?
Exactly. The male-female polarity and also the balance of those two energies, the masculine and the feminine, and how important that balance is, you know, to maintaining the quality of life, protecting nature, protecting Mother Earth. But one of the most interesting things about Wicca and witchcraft is that the basic tenet of witchcraft is harm none. Harm none.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Do what you will. Do your will, but harm none.